Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the channel. Welcome to the podcast. So today we're going to be talking about top three exercises you can do that's going to help build thickness with overall aesthetics to your back. So let's go ahead and get started. So guys, first one is going to be the deadlift. So deadlifts, there's two ways to do it. There's the conventional way and there's the sumo way. Now, both of these are going to be beneficial for your back, but what I love to do is at sumos because of my hip structure. So based on your body, based on your hip structure, you may find that one's better than the other. Now, both of these are still going to be beneficial for your back. It's just one or the other. Like, if you like to do conventional, but you may find that sumos work better for you. If so, then start doing sumos, you know? So for me, sumos, like I said, are gonna be better for me because I'm able to, my legs are long, I got long femurs, I'm able to stand more upright compared to the conventional. If I were to do the conventional deadlift, I'd have to bend like all the way over till my upper body's parallel with the floor. So that's gonna use a lot of my back that I don't want used. I'd rather do the sumos and include more legs. Also, like I said, back is obviously going to be involved because you're having to pull up with your back. So set wise, I like to do 3 to 4 sets of, I do percentage based training. So like 1 week may be 70%, another week may be 75%. It's just based on the program that I'm doing. Now I'll do this for 6 to 8 weeks. The next 6 to 8 week phase, I would apply that towards my hypertrophy training. So the new strength that I gained, I would use that towards my training the next 6 to 8 weeks to gain muscle. Okay? So number one is always going to be deadlifts, guys. Make sure you do it right. Keep your shoulders down and back when you do the movement. And always never, never hyperextend your back at the top of the movement, because that's a no-no. So you just want to go up until you lock out, lock the glutes in, just really squeeze that lower back, and then come back down to your starting position. Make sure you control it all throughout the range of motion. So second one is going to be pull-ups. So either wide grip, neutral grip, or chin-ups, it's all going to be working the same muscle group. One may work a little bit more different muscle groups than the other, but it's mostly going to be working your lats, guys. If you do it wide, it's going to be really incorporating your lats. If you do neutral, it's going to incorporate a little of your mid-back traps. If you do chin-ups, it's going to hit your biceps more, it's going to hit your lats, it's going to hit your back. Like I said, all of them is going to hit your lats. So if you're just now starting out on the pull-ups, I'd advise you to do body weight. If you know you can't do body weight, I advise you to do assisted. So I would start with assisted. Once you could do 3 to 4 sets of 10 comfortably, I'd move on. I'd either progress and weight, so move the weight stack down to where it's less resistance, and I would keep on working until I can do 3 to 4 sets of 10. Then I'll just progressively challenge yourself each and every week, guys. So if you're able to do 3 to 4 sets of 10 with your body weight, I'll start adding weight. So every week, add 5 to 10 pounds to the weight belt and just continually to progress every single week, guys. That's how you get stronger. That's how you maximize your gains by doing that. So a few things, whenever you're doing the pull-ups, you want to pull through your elbows. So instead of using your arms to pull yourself up, use your hands as hooks and pull through the elbows. That's how you're going to get maximum contraction in the back. So once you reach the top, imagine touching your chest to the bar. Once you get to that peak contraction, really, really squeeze your armpits. That's how you're going to really, really incorporate those upper lats, okay? So set-wise, like I said, 3 to 4 sets, 8 to 10 reps, good reps too, no bullshit reps, okay? So third one, last one, is going to be the T-bar row. So there's two ways to do this. You guys may have a T-bar row machine at your gym, like the one where you just load weight and then there's already a bar installed onto the machine. And there's another way to do them. This is the way I do it. So I'll grab a barbell. I'll put it against the wall. I'll put a dumbbell on top of the end of the barbell that's on the wall to prevent it from coming up. And I'd grab me a V-bar and I'll do that as a T-bar row. So for me, like, we don't have a T-bar row machine at the gym, so I'm having to use that. But I love doing that either way because I feel like I get a really good contraction in the back, because the T-bar row machine, I feel like you're kind of restricted in range of motion compared to the barbell T-bar row. So whenever you're doing these guys, always make sure once you get your setup, always make sure your body's at around 40 to 45 degree angle. So a little bit upright. You don't want to completely be parallel because you're going to incorporate your rear delts, your upper back, your traps, the muscles you're not trying to work. We're trying to work our back, okay? So whenever you do these, you want to make sure whenever you pull the weight up, imagine pulling the weight up and pulling it to your belly button. So keeping your elbows tucked in, like I said again, using your hands as hooks, pulling through the elbows and pulling straight to your belly button, guys. Belly button, a little bit above the belly button. And when you do this at the peak of the movement, imagine I'm putting a pencil in the middle of your back. You want to pretend you're squeezing that pencil as hard as you can, really retracting those shoulders, and you're going to get amazing, amazing contraction in your back, guys. And I don't go heavy on these. Well, I go heavy, but to where I can still control it because my back is pretty much fried from the deadlifts and then the pull-ups if you're going balsa walls. So on these, you want to do about 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Good form, guys. Probably moderately heavy where you can perform the reps comfortably without your lower back without your lower back taking over the exercise. You don't want your lower back to go out first. You want to make sure your back is going out first. Because if your lower back gives out before if your lower back is giving out, then that means the exercise is too heavy for you guys. You want to drop the weight, make sure you can do it with good form, and I guarantee you guys will see amazing results if you keep track of your workouts and do it consistently for a year. Also, make sure your nutrition's on point too. So those are 3 exercises, guys. Make sure you do at least one of them. Incorporate at least one into your routine. And I guarantee you guys, if you're tracking it, making sure you progress every single week, a year from now, you guys will see amazing, amazing results in your back. So that's it, guys. Hope y'all enjoyed the podcast. If you guys want more, just follow me on my Instagram. I provide really good fitness tips. No BS, no magazine fads and all that. I provide real tips that's going to help you guys. So my Instagram is at @the_shredded, shredded, Blasian, BLASIAN. So make sure to follow me on that, on my Instagram, guys. So next podcast, I'll try to start making podcasts at least 2 to 3 times a week. Just provide you guys with consistent, tips that's going to help you guys out. And so, yeah, hope you guys have a good one. We'll see you guys in the next podcast. Peace.